November 9th, 1938, Berlin. The sudden sound of shattering glass jerked Eleanor from sleep. She jolted upright in the dark, the last faint wisps of a happy dream swiftly vanishing into the cold air. She shivered. Something was wrong. A quick bark of laughter drifted up from the street, followed by the ear-piercing sound of more shattering glass. Then, the quick footfalls of people running. Slipping out of her soft four-poster bed and into her worn felt slippers, she tiptoed over to the window and drew the curtain aside, peering through the pane and down onto the streets below. Just beneath her first-floor window, gently illuminated in the yellow glow of a lonely street lamp, was the dull blue and white of the awning at the entrance to her family's small dressmaking business. She scanned the street, left and right, but it was too dark to see much else. The sound of glass shattering came again, further away now, but still close enough to make her jump. A whoop of laughter, followed by cheering. The voices sounded young, elated. Out of control, instinct had her stepping back away from the cold glass into the safety of her darkened bedroom. Eleanor? She jumped at the sound of a voice behind her. Turning, she found her mother standing in the doorway, wrapped in a thick dressing gown, worry etched into the lines of her face. A familiar sense of comfort washed over Eleanor, slowing her racing heart. Anna Cantor was a handsome woman, sharp cheekbones and perfectly coiffed hair, even as she approached her 40s, defied the many hardships life had thrown at her. Anna was many things, widow, businesswoman, an artist with thread and needle whose clients came from near and far for a custom Cantor piece. To Eleanor, she was simply Mama.
Mama, what is going on?
I am not sure, my love. Some sort of disturbance in the street. She stepped softly into the room and closed the door behind her. We will wait here together, her mother said softly, though the tremor in her voice betrayed her.
Did you remember to lock the door last night before you went to bed?
Yes, Mama, Eleanor replied, taking her hand and leading her to the bed. Good girl. Her mother's fingers trembled slightly between her own. As Anna sat down, Eleanor went back to the window. She smoothed a hand over her long chestnut hair, toying absentmindedly with the end of her braid, a nervous habit she'd picked up when she was just old enough to have her hair in pigtails. All around her along the street, doors were cracking open and people poked their heads out to see what was going on, none daring yet to step out of the safety of their homes. The sounds of breaking glass and laughter drew further and further away as the minutes ticked by until peace had been restored to their quiet street again.
I think they are gone, Mama, Eleanor said, taking her mother's hand again as she rose from the bed.
She picked up a thick shawl from her dresser and draped it over Anna's shoulders.
I'm going to go and have a look downstairs, see what that was.
All right. Be careful, my darling. Her mother squinted at her watch. Nearly morning, she sighed. I shall go and make us some tea. Something to settle our nerves. Eleanor wrapped a robe around herself and stepped into her thick boots. They exited the room together, Anna turning left to the small kitchen on the first floor, and Eleanor going right, descending the stairs leading down to the ground floor, her soles thumping softly on the thick carpet. She trailed a hand mindlessly down the staircase wall, fingers catching on gilded picture frames, telling her family's story. Her parents on their wedding day, beaming at each other. Her late grandparents, standing somber and formal in a fading photograph taken years before. Eleanor, as a toddler, posed on her mother's lap, her father standing tall behind them, one hand on his wife's shoulder. Franz Cantor had been a dreamer, an intelligent man with a fierce love of literature. The eldest and only son with three younger sisters,
The burden of taking on the family business had fallen squarely on his shoulders and steered him to a business degree, which had never quite captured his passion the way academia held his heart. In her few memories of him, Eleanor never recalled seeing him far from the dusty pages of a book. Whenever she thought of him, her mind conjured up the distinct smell of old pages and the soft touch of his wool vests under her fingers. She missed him fiercely. Franz had been taken from them in a tragic accident involving a horse-drawn cart when Eleanor was only 6. A young widow, Anna had raised her only daughter alone, playing the role of both mother and father while battling with her own grief. She rose to the challenge with extraordinary resolve, taking over her late husband's family business and making a comfortable life for herself and her beloved Eleanor. She was Eleanor's best friend, her confidant, and they told each other everything. Walking through the ground floor corridor, Eleanor peeked into the small room they use as an office. In the darkness, everything looked to be in order. The imposing dark wood desk stood stoic and untouched, sheaves of papers laid tidily atop it. Her mother's meticulous handiwork, rows and rows of shelves held countless leather-bound books, the impressive collection her father's life work and his pride and joy before he died.